All right. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome in to our discipleship hour. We're glad that you're here. Let's go ahead and we'll get started with a word of prayer and ask the Lord to bless our time together this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you again for this day. And Father, we do thank you for your love and your mercy towards us. And Lord, we thank you for this opportunity we have to come and gather in your house on a Sunday morning to worship you and to fellowship with you and to fellowship with one another. And Lord, we just pray this morning you would come down and meet with us in a special and real way. May we take your word to heart. May we give you permission to just work in our lives and our hearts where it's needed. And the Father be with us still coming in. And we just pray that everything that's said and done today will be done to your honor, your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. All right. Well, if you have your Bibles this morning, I invite you to turn with us there to Colossians chapter 1. Colossians chapter 1 this morning. And this morning's lesson will actually probably be on for maybe, two or three weeks or so. There's a total of about 5 pages, for this particular lesson. But we're going to begin looking at knowledge, to know God's Word, to know what the Word of God says, to know what the Bible says, and that's what we want to begin looking at this morning. Who'd like to read there? Colossians chapter 1 and verse 10. Miss Martha, go ahead.
Colossians 1, verse 10. That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God.
All right, and so we see here, and it's that second part of the verse we want to focus on, increasing in the knowledge of God. And so, for the Christian, the Bible is everything. Your Bible contains everything you need to know for the Christian life and for life in general. All that we believe as a Christian is based upon the Bible, is based upon the Word of God. And so, you have man, our beliefs can sway. Our beliefs can go back and forth. You know, we can be dead set on one argument and think, okay, this is the right argument. This is exactly what needs to be done. And then someone can come along and show us an alternate point of view. And then all of a sudden we can think, oh, yeah, that has merit. And so, you know, we can be swayed. We can be changed. We can, you know, maybe for the, right bribe, we can even change, you know. So our beliefs are malleable. Our beliefs are changeable. But when we get to God, and when we get to God's Word, when we get to the Bible, those things never change. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. God's Word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And because of that, the Bible is our roadmap. It's our rule book. It's our instruction manual. It's our guide to life. And because it's all of those things, now, you know, we like to joke, you know, we go out to IKEA or we go out somewhere, we buy a piece of furniture that needs a little bit of construction or a little bit of assembly. And, you know, we're guilty of not reading the instructions. You know, we think, oh, we put together 20 bookshelves in our life. We know how to put this bookshelf together. And then for whatever reason, we wind up with the bookshelf from outer space. And we wind up with extra parts. We wind up with extra bookshelves. And then it's leaning. And it's like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Yeah, we put the back on backwards. You know, all these things happen because we don't read the instructions.
Never got another bookshelf.
You haven't? No.
I've never been that good.
But because the Bible is our rule book, because it's our instruction book, we must learn to love it, learn it, listen to it, lean on it every single day. Even those days, you know, we wake up and maybe we don't feel like reading it, we don't feel like opening it. You know, if all you do in any given day is, you know, we all have our smartphones nowadays. We can open up YouVersion, pull up the verse of the day. We can read the verse of the day. So there's no excuse anymore as to why we can't have at least one verse in one part of the day. And so there's a story told by W.B. Knight. He said this. He said, a little boy once saw that his father used the square to see if the board he was planning was straight. So the boy asked his dad, why are you being so careful? And the dad responded, we can't guess in carpenter work. You have to be just right. And that's kind of where we're coming at with this lesson, because people, we tend to guess at too many things. We tend to, instead of getting it right, we just make assumptions. We just hastily brought together conclusions. But God does not like that way of living. And so the little boy said to his father, I guess there are no squares for living by. And the dad told to his son, yes, there are squares to live by, and you will find them in the Bible. Test all that you do by them, and you will go straight in life. And so, as you're trying to decide what's right and how to live your life, that's where the Bible comes in. That's where the Word of God comes in, to help us on that straight and narrow way, to help us decide whether or not it is what God would have us to do. And so, we're thinking of knowledge this morning. The first item, the first point that we want to look at regarding knowledge is the Christian's example for learning. The Christian's example for learning. Who'd like to read there? 1 Timothy or 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. Katie, go ahead.
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
All right. And so here in 2 Timothy, this is the second of what is known as the pastoral epistles. You have 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus, and those three books are primarily written to pastors to let pastors know how they're supposed to execute the office of pastor. Also, there in 1 Timothy, I believe, and Titus, it deals with the office of deacon, letting the deacon know how they're to execute the office of deacon. But even though that's who it's written to, this is also applicable to everybody, because it said of Timothy, this is Paul teaching young Timothy, in verse 15 he says that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. And so Paul is saying, from the time you were very young, you've known the Bible, you've known the Word of God. And then he lists off five things that Timothy learned from the scriptures. Number one, and he goes on to list several, he lists five things, and we're going to look at those five things here, and we're going to define them. So he says the first thing is salvation. He says the first thing you learned was how to get saved. Salvation, rescue, safety, deliverance. But then after salvation, the second thing that you learn is doctrine. What to believe. That's your learning, your teaching, your instruction. The third thing we learn is reproof. What was done wrong? Your proof, your conviction, your evidence. So then once you've been shown what was done wrong, your reproof, then comes your correction. How to get that reproof, what was done wrong, how to get it right. A strengthening up, again, so that you can get back on the right path, so you can get back on the narrower way, the narrower way and the right way. And then the fifth thing is instruction in righteousness. So after you've been shown what was wrong, and then after you were shown how to get it right, then you're given some instruction in righteousness. Then you're given some instruction on now, okay, how to stay right. Now you're being tutored a little bit. Now you're being educated a little bit. Now you're being trained a little bit, so that now maybe you're not as susceptible to being led into that thing that led you to do wrong in the first place. Now that you've got it corrected, now you can know, well, okay, how do I avoid this in the future? And that's all. That's what the Christian life is all about. Number one, salvation, doctrine. Those two things are the first things that come. How to get saved. You can't have doctrine without first getting saved. But then after doctrine, it's really a learning experience. That's what the Christian life is, a learning experience. Okay, where did I mess up today? How do I get it right? And then how do I stay from messing up again in the future? And so we see this is our example for learning. But then secondly this morning, we see the Christian's choice for learning. The Christian's choice for learning. So as people, we learn through one of two avenues, either by obedience or by experience. Now, a child can obey his mother's word and believe that the food is too hot to eat, or they can learn by experience and bite into that food that is hot and burn the roof of their mouth, and then they'll know that it's hot. Well, you know, same thing. It's, you know, you go and tell a child that the stove is hot. Don't touch the stove. And did that happen to you, Haley?
Yeah. Yes. When she was little.
Little, okay. Yeah, but you know, oh, it's not.
Sure it was actually hot, you know?
See, exactly. That's the mindset, Ms. Rose.
My dad used to say, well, now you're smarter than you were 2 minutes ago. Now you wish you'd listened to me, huh?
That's right, yeah. I mean, you know, but, you know, that's just who we are. You know, we're naturally inquisitive. Someone tells us something is one way, we want to know the other way. Ah, okay. I thought the folder did something to her or something. You know, how many times has the phrase been said, maybe next time you'll listen? You know, how many times have you been told that? Maybe next time you'll listen. I know I've been told that a number of times. Oh, no. My soul. Well, you're better than me. And we see the Christian's example for learning. We see the Christian's choice for learning. Are you going to learn by obedience or are you going to learn by experience? You know, I found the best way to learn is by obedience, just doing what the Lord said the first time without having to find out if he actually means what he says. Then thirdly, we see the Christian's tool for learning. We see the Christian's tool for learning. And so the Bible, we know, is God's word. It's what he gave to us so that we would know how to live this life. And it is our tool to learn. It is the Christian's tool to learn. And so just as a carpenter uses a hammer or a mechanic uses a wrench, as Christians, we use the Bible. We use the Word of God. So back there, 2 Timothy 3:16, it says, what Scripture is given?
All
Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. That means it's good for you. It's good for the doctrine. It's good for the reproof. It's good for the correction. It's good for the instruction in righteousness. It's good for all of these things. 2 Peter 1:21, the Bible says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of men, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And so sometimes one of the arguments you'll run into that people say, well, the Bible was just written by man. And you can take them to this verse and show them, no, that's not actually the case. Yes, it may have been penned by man, but it was written by God. For example, it would be like if I went to Martha and I said to Miss Martha there, I said, take this note down for me. And I dictated a note to her and she wrote it down for me. Now, that note is in her handwriting. But who actually wrote it?
Yeah.
I did. I just dictated to her the words for her to write down. That's what God did when the Bible was written. He dictated the words to these men down through the ages, down through the centuries, and as they were moved by the Holy Ghost, they recorded the words of God for us in the Bible and in the Word of God. Who'd like to read there? 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13. Michaela, go ahead.
For this is the cause, also thank we God without ceasing, because when ye received the word of God which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God which effectually worketh also in you that believe.
All right, and so we see there that it talks about we receive the word of God. It is the truth, the what of God? The word of God. That's right, the word of God. And so when you receive the word of God, which ye heard of us, you received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God. And so when they received the Bible, there at the church of Thessalonica, they received it as what it was, the word of God, not the words of men. And then fourthly and finally this morning, we're going to look at the Christian's responsibility for learning. The Christian's responsibility for learning. And so, who'd like to look up there, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 7? Ms. Martha, go ahead.
Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also.
All right, and so we're to what in knowledge?
Abound.
We're to abound in knowledge. That means to go overpour, to overflow. Simply means to have in excess, an abundance of knowledge. And so we see not only are we to abound in knowledge, but then secondly, who'd like to look up there? Colossians 1:9. Colossians 1 and verse number 9. Oh, the bug?
It must be part roach.
Ew.
Spread it out.
Katie, go ahead.
For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
All right, so we see not only are we to abound in knowledge, but we're to be what with knowledge?
Filled
with knowledge. Here it is plain that as Christians we're to be filled. We're to be full of knowledge. In fact, Peter, the Bible says, to be always ready to give an answer of the hope that is in you. The only way we're going to be always ready to give an answer is if we're filled with knowledge, is if we know the Word of God. Now, you remember me saying a couple weeks ago when we started the Gospel of John that we won't know all there is to know about Christ. We won't know all there is to know about the Bible, but we can know a lot about Christ. We can know a lot about the Bible, and that's our command. That's what we are to do. We're to be filled with knowledge. And then you're still there, Colossians chapter 1. Who would like to read verse 10? Can you go?
That ye may walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God.
All right, so we see we're to abound, we're to be filled, and then we're to be what in knowledge?
Increasing
in knowledge. That's right. And so as believers, we should strive to not only be abounding and filled, we're to strive to grow in knowledge, to enlarge our area of learning. You know, sometimes you look at people, they go back to school for, doctorate after doctorate after doctorate. You say, what on earth would possess them to do that? They're trying to do this. They're trying to increase their knowledge. They're trying to enlarge their area of learning that they find to be beneficial to them. As Christians, if we say we find the Bible to be beneficial to us, then shouldn't we want to increase in that knowledge? Shouldn't we want to enlarge our area of learning in the Bible and in the Word of God? And then fourthly, and finally there, who'd like to look there? Colossians chapter 3 and verse 10. Michaela, go ahead.
And have put on the union, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him.
All right, so we see we're to abound, we're to be filled, we're to be increasing, And then we're to be what?
Renewed
in knowledge. So the very last thing that we're to be as a child of God, we're to have the responsibility to renovate or renew his knowledge. It's kind of like a couple weeks ago, Kenny had a, what was that, a recertification or something he had to do?
Yeah, for the ASC recertifications.
And that was what? That was a renewing of your knowledge so that you could keep your certification and keep doing it. It is what you do there at the shop. And now, what would have happened if you failed that?
If I had failed that, our shop would have lost the certification for the Nampa Auto Care Center.
Okay, so a lot was riding on it to get it right. Yeah. And so.
How'd you do? Oh, well, we're sitting here put on the spot, like, did he pass?
Some of the tests, you can miss up to 7 questions, and the most I missed on any of them was 4, I think.
Oh, that's not bad.
Maybe 3. But I got a couple of them, I got them all right.
Nice. And so, but see...
I always watch videos of car maintenance and brake installation, air conditioning.
Absolutely, yeah. But see,
Kenny's a YouTube account.
But see that's what he's doing. He's renewing his knowledge. He's renovating his knowledge so that he can stay up to date on all of these things. And so,
yeah.
So for you, think about it this way. And this is where we'll close. You think about someone who maybe they carry around the bar of soap, right? They take this bar of soap around, but it's still in its packaging. They never use said bar of soap.
So they're stinky?
They're stinky. Well, that would be just as senseless as a Christian to not do something with the resources of knowledge that they have. And so, a Christian, we add to our faith through the knowledge of the Word of God. And so, therefore, it's our responsibility to increase the knowledge so that, spiritually speaking, we don't become stinky. So, spiritually speaking, we don't become rotten. You know, the Word of God is, you know, the Christian soap. It helps keep us clean. It helps keep us informed. It helps keep us filled with the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so this is what it talks about when we talk about knowledge and learning and ever growing as a Christian. As long as you're in the church, as long as you're a Christian, you'll always be learning, you'll always be growing, you'll always be gathering something that can help you in your daily Christian life. And so we'll continue this thought next week as we look at some more thoughts on knowledge. Brother Kenny, would you close us in prayer?